Welcome to New Hope for Life. We're dedicated to helping you find your true meaning and value in God. No matter what life is throwing your way, our hope is that you begin to experience the power and victory in God's Word. Pastor Colin Grigg will show you how you can overcome your circumstances and gain the victory as God intended. With more than 30 years of ministry experience, Pastor Colin has served both as a local pastor and international conference speaker, and by God's grace, has helped many people find new hope to deal with the very real challenges that arise in our everyday lives. Now for today's message with Pastor Colin Grigg.
That we may know what is the immeasurable greatness of His power towards us who believe. You see, believing Him is so important. Believing in Him and trusting Him and putting His word first. And when Satan tries to bring you to a point where, you know, like Eve, you start to get tempted to believe something else, that we refuse that and we walk in God and we walk in His way as He's called us to, okay? So, according to the working of His great might. So it's not us, it's Him. It's what He's doing. It's what He's done for us. Our job is to tap into that. Amen? So according to the working of His great might, in verse 20, that He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in heavenly places. Hallelujah. So we can think about that as being in heaven, but the heavenly places are when we're in the Spirit. That's what it's really all about. And I want to point that out with a couple of scriptures. Ephesians 2, 5 and 6, it says, and I've also put in there God, pardon me, because it's Him who this is talking about. Even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised up with Him and seated with Him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's already happened. That's not in the future, it's now. God has raised us up to be in heavenly places with Christ. And when we're in Christ, we are in those heavenly places. We are living in those heavenly places. And that's what He wants us to do in fellowship with Him. Ephesians 3, 9 and 10. And once again, I'm pinching the name of the person who's speaking this because I just want to put it in context. It was Paul speaking, and it was given to me, Paul, to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. So, when I mentioned a minute ago about the fact that because we get saved doesn't mean we're never going to have another battle, okay? In fact, it's guaranteed you're going to have another battle, okay? Wherever you are today, you're going to have another battle. Sorry, if you're a good news friend of Jesus, then you hate bad news and you're not going to walk with Him when the bad news comes. When the trials come, when the enemies come to attack us, that's when God's really testing out whether we love Him or not. Because the only way we're saved is by loving God, right? And love is voluntary. Love is not something that is ever forced. If love is forced, it's not God. It's control. Okay? So God has given us the right to accept Him or to reject Him. And so I believe everybody sitting here today has accepted Christ. If you haven't, you need to before you leave here today. Because a relationship with Him is the most valuable thing you could ever have. Hallelujah. You know, we used to have cards that we'd send out from church to people who were visiting because we had a visitor's book and that sort of stuff. And on Mondays, we'd go through it and we'd send cards out to people. And the card read, "If I only wish you Jesus, I've wished you everything." And you know what? That is so true. That is so true. I've heard people say, you know, I'm leaving Jesus as my kid's inheritance. And it's like, that's not a dumb thing. Amen? Because if you can get Jesus, you've got everything. If you can get Jesus, you've got riches. You've got sufficiency for the rest of your life when you serve Jesus and walk in Him. Hallelujah. That's our right as children of God. Praise God. Yeah, give the Lord a clap. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, it was given to me to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for God, ages in God who created all things. See, it's been hidden, but Paul and the disciples had the revelation that Jesus gave them, and that's the revelation that's come. So it's not something living in the heavenlies, it's not in the hereafter, it's here now when we live in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Okay. And then I've got a little explanation here. It says, when we're in Christ and He's in us, any goodness we have is due to our giving room and scope to Him to realize His own ideals, not ours. Okay? And that's what we're doing as Christians, is to realize His ideals, because that's the only place you're going to get the prosperity. I was talking to someone just this week, and they're telling me, you know, like, how come God does this and that sort of thing? And I said, you've got to believe God, and you've got to come over to God's way. It doesn't work going your way. And, you know, a correlation to that is with computers. When I was first learning how to use a computer, I was getting it all wrong and getting frustrated. And, you know, this is all back to the old sort of early 1980s when computers first came out, and it was Ataris and all that kind of stuff, games. And I learned that I had to understand how the computer worked so that I could use the computer. And it's the same with us in the Spirit. We have to learn how God works. How do we learn how God works? In the Word. We learn how God works, and as it says there, that we give in and realize His ideals. Amen? And it goes, to be in the heavenlies means to live a spiritual life and to draw our reinforcements from the unseen and eternal world, which is focused in our Lord. Hallelujah. That's how we get it, saints. So I'm giving you the introduction. How do we get there in God? How do we get there in God? Just because you have a hard time, join the club. Okay? Satan will always tell you this is not happening to anyone else. It's only happening to you, and you've got to carry this, and everyone's ignoring you, and he makes it feel like no one's calling you to see if you're well or see if you're bad or whatever the case is. I'm telling you, Satan wants you to feel separated. He wants you to feel apart. But the fact is, you are part of the family of God when you walk in Jesus, and nothing can take that away. Nothing can rob that from you. God has given it to you, and the only way we can lose it is for us to surrender it. Don't surrender. Amen? Don't surrender. Don't give up. Hang in there. Keep believing God. Watch how your thinking goes, and you will stay in control because God has given you self-control by His Holy Spirit. Praise God. Okay, knowing what our inheritance is in the saints. Galatians 3:29, and if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, and you are heirs according to the promise. Have you read Abraham's promises lately in Genesis? Praise God. I mean, God just said, look, everything's by faith, and you walk in me and trust in me, and I'll be with you, and you'll be surprised how many, you know, you'll be more in number than the sands of the sea. I mean, anyone ever counted a handful of sand? And we haven't even done that. Praise God. So we need to believe God. Amen. I just feel like some of you are going, that's refreshed in you. You probably knew this, but it's refreshed in you. And you're feeling lighter. You're feeling a release. You're feeling like, wow, I just have to believe God and trust Him. And I'm in. Romans 8:16-17, it says, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified with Him. Praise God. See, the sufferings are not some strange thing. The sufferings are part of us walking in God. He will always bring you through. He will always bring you through gloriously. That's the promise of God. You won't just get there. Sometimes you might feel like, wow, I only just made it. Well, you're judging from your side of the fence. But when you get on the other side of the problem, you'll see back Wow, God has been amazing. Thank you, Lord. So God, help us to trust him on this side of the fence, amen, before we get the revelation and before we fully understand what God is doing, just going, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I feel terrible. I'm facing many things, but Lord, I trust you. I trust you, Lord. That's the best thing we can ever say to God is, Lord, I trust you. Like the guy who said to Jesus, remember, he said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Ever prayed that? Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Not a bad prayer. God is always there to help us. Amen. Deuteronomy 11, 21 to 23. And it says that your days may be multiplied and the days of your children in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them as the days of heaven on earth. That's what God intended for us, for our days to be like heaven on earth. And for us to realize when you've done everything, and it says this in Ephesians, having done all, what's it say? Stand, yes. So we can get to a point where there's nothing more we can do. It's like, God, I've done everything I can do. What do we do at that point? Plant your feet and stand on the word. Lord, I'm trusting in you. I'm going ahead with you, God. I'm not giving up. Hallelujah. The days of your children, your days, and the days of your children will be multiplied, praise God, as the days of heaven upon the earth. Isn't that an incredible promise? Like, you should just write that down or remember that. That's an incredible verse. Verse 22, for if you shall diligently keep all these commandments, which I command you to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and to cleave to him, then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you, and you shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves. That's incredible, isn't it? The enemies that come to attack you spiritually. The enemies that would seem to be physical enemies who come against you. Okay, remember, we're not fighting flesh and blood. We're fighting principalities and powers. So even when flesh comes against you, you can get on your knees and bind it in Jesus' name. Amen. And you might say to me, oh, Colin, that's Old Testament. Well, you know what? I'm Old Testament and I'm New Testament. I'm having the whole lot. In my position, I can't afford to give anything up. Amen. I need it all. I need it all. Praise God. So God will drive those enemies out of your life as you trust him. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. Who doesn't want that? Put your hand up. My hand's not up. Don't put your hand up, okay? Okay. Praise the Lord. I mean, the blessings of God are so great, but we get our minds on this world. We get our minds filled with what's happening around us. And you know, Satan tries to pile things upon us. And you know what? Years ago, I remember reading something that said in the last days, Satan will keep us all busy. I've seen that come to pass in my generation. Because when I first became a pastor, most of the people in the congregation weren't busy, but these days we're all busy. We're all busy doing things. And Satan has worked that out in an amazing way. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. 3 John 2. I knew I had it round the wrong way. 3 John 2. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Praise God. God wants us to be healthy. What happens when you're sick? You trust God. Say, Lord, I don't get it. You can say that, you know, Lord, I don't understand. Help me to trust you. Help me to stay in you, Lord. And as Romans 10:13 says, that God is always there to those who call on him. Amen. And we call on the Lord all the time, Debbie and I, praise God. Just because you're a pastor doesn't mean you get some sort of free ride. In fact, when you're out front, it's a lot harder, praise God. So, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the worldly forces of this darkness, and against spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. And this is where I want to point out, this is where this points out that we are going to have some trials as we're living in our promised land, okay? It's okay. It's normal. It's normal. And it's usually a test that God's sending to us to see how much we'll hang in there. Just don't give up. Just hang in there. Refuse to give up. Stand fast. Having done all, stand. I just said it a minute ago. And hang in there with God. He will deliver you. Read Psalm 27 if you don't believe me. I haven't got time to read that right now. Anxious care is out of place in a Heavenly Father's presence. Don't worry. Trust God. Oh, but that's irresponsible. I've got to worry. I know. I've suffered that all the time. It's like, I know that, God. When will I learn this lesson, Lord? Help me. Help me. But it shows you, you know, when you wake up and realize you're worrying, you can cast it off. Cast your cares on Him because He cares for you. I mean, God's salvation is always there. Hallelujah. He's not there to condemn us, saints. He's there to set us free. He's there to give us life. And He's made a way out of temptation, as 1 Corinthians 10:13 says. He's made a way of escape. And the way of escape is to give us His answer. That's why we need to be in the Spirit and we need to be listening to God, because it's the other voices that scream in your head. Okay, it's Satan that screams in your head. It's the flesh that screams in your head. But it's God who whispers that still small voice. And so what do we do when, you know, the TV's up loud and someone's talking to you and you can't hear them? What do you say? Turn that TV down. I tell Debbie that all the time. If we're going to hear, we've got to get rid of the noise. Amen. Amen. And just say, Satan, George said this a minute ago, shut up and go away. I don't serve you. You're a defeated foe. I live with Jesus, the victor. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Okay. C.S. Lewis says, aim at heaven and you will get earth thrown in. Aim at earth and you get neither. Aim at heaven, you get both. Aim at the world and the flesh, you get nothing. That's Satan for you. He gives you nothing. Tempts you, then turns around and accuses you. That's what he does. Knowing your right to God's abundance continued, Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply your every need according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's for you. This is not something that there's some people have got a corner on. It's all of us have this promise. All of us have these promises. All of the length and breadth of our spiritual walk with Jesus in the heavenly places is ours, saints. It's ours. Let's walk in it. Let's give up on the stinking thinking and let's give our thinking to Christ and keep our minds in order with the Word of God. Amen? Praise God. Sorry for the crackle. I feel like I'm on not Cocoa Pops. What is it? Rice bubbles, snap, crackle and pop, yeah. 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make all grace abound to you so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. Hallelujah. The work that you do for Christ will always bring fruit and it will always stay. It doesn't disappear. If you don't believe me, read John 15:16. It says, Jesus says, you did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to bring forth fruit. And that fruit will remain. Hallelujah. Praise God. So be assured that anything you do in Christ, it will remain. It will not disappear, even though you might think it does. It doesn't disappear. Deuteronomy 28:1-2. Now, I could have put the whole chapter of Deuteronomy 28 there, but it's like 60-something verses, okay? But these are the first two verses, and I'll explain a little bit. It says, and if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all His commandments that I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Hallelujah. I mean, what an amazing promise. Praise God. You know what? Don't look back and see what you've accomplished or not accomplished. Look forward and go, Jesus, in you I can do anything. Amen. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. if you obey the voice of the Lord your God. So it's really walking in the Spirit. It's listening to the Holy Ghost speaking to us. And I've put a little note at the bottom there. It says, interesting that there are 27 blessings in the first 14 verses. Okay? But then in the following 54 verses, there's 54 curses. If you don't listen to the voice of the Lord. Now, if that don't motivate you, nothing will. Hallelujah. It's interesting, too, that the number of curses are exactly twice as much as what the number of blessings are. Put your mathematical hats on and you'll work that out. Praise God. Okay. Knowing your right to God's abundance, continued. John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I came, Jesus said, that they might have life and have it abundantly. Hallelujah. To me, that's a present tense and future tense verse. It's like, I've lived a lot of abundance, believe me, since I've been a Christian, but there's more. But wait, there's more. It's not steak knives. It's not a block of flats in Tasmania either, but it's blessing. And as you go forward and live with Christ, your influence and your power actually, if God can trust you with it, it expands. If you're not going to get a big head, because as soon as you get a big head in it, it's going to crumble because God won't put up with pride ever. And I pulled up someone recently on that one and they didn't like it. But I said, you got to get rid of your pride or God's not going to bless you. God can't bless pride. The Bible says that. Praise God.
You've been listening to New Hope for Life. For a copy of today's message or series, visit www.newhopeforlife.org.au to download them directly from our media page. Are you wondering what it means to be in a personal relationship with God? We would love to offer you a free pack including a CD message from Pastor Colin Grigg and information on how to become connected to God. Simply visit our website and request the information pack or contact us with any questions you may have at newhopeforlife.org.au. You can also write to us at New Hope for Life, P.O. Box 79, Swansea, New South Wales, 22821. New Hope for Life is a faith-based ministry relying on the gracious support of our listeners. If you would like to support this ministry in our efforts to spread the truth of God's Word, please visit newhopeforlife.org.au and click on the support button. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you can be with us again next time when we present another edition of New Hope for Life.